USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Getting ready for the rollout. With three coronavirus vaccines poised to be released, the focus turns to deciding who gets vaccinated first. CDC Director Robert Redfield tells Fox News those decisions are being finalized now.
The vaccine is going to begin to be rolled out probably by the end of the second week of December. Initially in a hierarchical way, nursing home residents, and then some combination of healthcare providers and individuals at high risk for a poor outcome. And those decisions are in the process of being finalized as we speak.
The makers of OxyContin have admitted their role in the drug's contribution to the nation's opioid crisis. Purdue Pharma pled guilty Tuesday to three federal charges, admitting it impeded efforts to combat the addiction crisis. Purdue also admitted they had lied to the DEA about having an effective program to keep its drug away from the black market. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy, because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Michigan Republican Senate candidate John James has conceded his Senate race to incumbent Democrat Senator Gary Peters. The hotly contested race was seen as an opportunity for the Republican Party to try and flip a seat and strengthen their majority in the Senate. In a YouTube message, James thanked his supporters and congratulated Senator Peters.
The results of the election were certified yesterday, and I'm happy that the Board of Canvassers, led by Norm Schenkel, asked the legislature to take a top-down review of election law. But it's too late for me. So while I look forward to participating in efforts to secure franchise and integrity of our elections in the near future today, I believe it's the right thing to do for me to congratulate Senator Peters.
And Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler is back on the campaign trail in her runoff election with Democratic challenger Raphael Warnock. Loeffler had tested positive for coronavirus over the weekend, but following a second negative test, she returned to campaigning. Her counterpart, Senator David Perdue, was also self-isolating after doing several events with Loeffler, but resumed campaigning Monday after testing negative himself. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
President Trump and his family participated Tuesday in a White House Thanksgiving tradition. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
President Trump is issuing a presidential pardon for turkeys Corn and Cobb to spare them from the Thanksgiving table at the annual White House ceremony.
On behalf of the entire Trump family, I want to wish every American a healthy and very happy Thanksgiving.
Speaking in the Rose Garden, the president says the two magnificent gobblers were raised by the National Turkey Federation Chairman Ron Cardle himself in the great state of Iowa. As for where the turkeys will end up,
these birds will retire under the care of skilled veterinarians at Iowa State University, a tremendous university.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The first college football playoff rankings of the season are out with no surprises at the top. Alabama leads the way with Notre Dame at number 2, Clemson at number 3, and Ohio State in the 4 spot. Texas A&M comes in at 5, and Florida at 6 is the last two out of the 14 playoff. The Southeastern Conference has 4 teams in the top 10, with Georgia joining the bunch at number 9. The biggest surprise of the rankings release was BYU's number 14 ranking, despite a record of 9-0. The Cougars sit at number 8 in both the AP and coaches polls this week. The final rankings that will select the 4 teams that will battle for a national championship will be released on December 20th. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.